This 2020 sports brought to you by Perino Builders, Remodelers, and Furniture. Need inspiration for your new build or renovation? Check out PerinoCustomHomes.com. Browns confirming this morning they are talking with former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel today about their head coach opening. McDaniel fired by the Dolphins last week after four seasons. McDaniel was the Browns receivers coach way back in 2014. McDaniel also expected to soon interview for the openings with the Falcons, the Ravens, and the Titans. Well, we could find out today if the Browns have made the cut, whereas the former Ravens head coach, John Harbaugh, spent the weekend narrowing down his list of teams he'll talk to. Now, nothing's official, but Jonathan Jones of CBSSports.com reports Harbaugh is expected to talk with the Giants and the Falcons, and there is, well, a chance he'll interview with the Browns and the Titans. Wildcard weekend, NFL playoffs comes to a close night. Pittsburgh Steelers entertain the Houston Texans. Steelers have lost six straight postseason games dating back to 2016. Meanwhile, the Texans close out the regular season, nine straight victories, but now got to do something they've never done before. That's win a playoff game on the road, having gone so far 0-6. Cavaliers back to work tonight, going to play host to the Utah Jazz. Cavs coming off a nice win against Minnesota on Saturday, 146-134. Meanwhile, Kevin Love and the Jazz come to town following a 55-point loss at home to Charlotte on Saturday. Wildcard weekend wrapping up tonight. Steelers and Texans live right here on 92.3 The Fan. Coverage tonight begins at 7:30. Headline sports news every 20 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. From the University Hospital Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas.
If you've missed a moment in the show, by golly, you can use the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. It's powered by Integrated Restoration, your local experts in water, fire, and storm disaster restoration. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner today, Daryl Ryder, in for Andy Baskin. We go to the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. He joins us on the Browns Radio Network. I work with him on the post-game show. He knows his stuff. He's Mr. Tyvus Powell. Hello, Tyvus.
Gentlemen, how you doing? Wait a minute, Andy's on vacation?
No, he's just out today. But he sends his best.
Oh, he can keep his best. I'm with Daryl today. What's up, Daryl?
How you doing, Tyvus?
You know, living large, man. You know, yesterday was a weird thing for me because I'm so used to working that I felt when I didn't have anything to do, I felt like I was in the wrong because I felt like I should have been doing something.
You missed me, didn't you? You missed me.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Well, Tyvus, the benefit for you for working for the Browns is they usually have wild card weekend off.
Oh, that was cold.
You know, only the past couple of years, you know. A couple of years ago, we was right there, you know.
That was cold. So the Browns are looking for a head coach. They moved on from Kevin, who's getting a lot of interviews and a lot of interest. I saw something the other day. Giants fans, there was a poll. Now, this was before John Harbaugh was made available. It said like 59% of Giants fans wanted Kevin to be their head coach. Browns have moved on from him. Is there anybody that has been interviewed by the Browns, will be interviewed by the Browns, could be interviewed by the Browns, who makes you think, yep, there's your guy?
Well, you know, I'm biased because I got a couple of former coaches that might interview with the Browns, you know, Jeff Hafley and Robert Sala. If those two were to interview, that's a slam dunk in my opinion. Obviously, I'm a little biased, but so what? I think those two guys are great coaches. They were the most genuine and most realist ones, players, coaches, but also can get the best out of their players. So if those two interview for the job, you know, I'm behind that 1,000%. Outside of that, it just depends on where you want to go. I don't know how – all right, so this is where I'm torn, Jeff. I'm torn in this situation because I'm trying to be realistic about this. Realistically, if this is my second opportunity to be a head coach, why would I choose Cleveland when people say that you only get two opportunities to be a head coach, and if you fail for both of them, then you might not get another one again. So do I want to risk doing that with Cleveland? Because I'll be the first to admit that Cleveland is not in the best space right now. I know that's a shocker, but there, you know, when you look at things, it's just not in the greatest space. So if I'm a second time about to be a head coach, do I want to risk that? Probably not, unless it's like my only option, right? Or then I'm thinking, well, do you want to run the risk with running a first-time head coach? And we just got out of that relationship. But it worked for four or five years. It was great. So you got that situation. I don't know, Jeff. I'm like, I'm torn. I'm very torn in this situation.
They're, Tyvus, they're talking to a lot of young guys. You know, Bengals offensive coordinator Dan Pritchard, they interviewed him last week. Aiden Dirty, the Seahawks defensive coordinator, they're interested in. Jesse Minter from the Chargers, their defensive coordinator. Joe Brady's name has popped up, the offensive coordinator of the Bills. Chris Shula, you mentioned Jeff Hafley. Do you think that's where this is headed, that we're going to get unproven coordinator dude, young head coach, first-time job, and then you just surround him with as many experienced and veteran coaches, coordinators that you can find?
I believe so, and the reason that I'm going to say that is because I feel like the Browns want to keep Jim Schwartz. And I feel like if you get a guy who's been a head coach, then he already got his defensive coordinator, so you might potentially lose Jim Schwartz. So if you're giving a guy a first-time job, I feel like he's more inclined to retain some of those coaches on that staff. So I feel like maybe, because they value Jim Schwartz, which you should. I mean, he's a great defensive mind. Obviously, what he's done with the defense has been remarkable. I think the best way to keep Jim Schwartz on the roster is either make him the head coach or hire a young guy that will make him that will keep him as a defensive coordinator. That's just my personal opinion. The one thing about Pritchard and Dirty is that those are two guys that don't necessarily call the plays. You know, like Dirty, I think Mike McDonald probably calls the defense in Seattle, and then obviously Zach Taylor calls the offense with Cincinnati. So I really don't want to go that route. I'd rather go to Chris Shula's and stuff like that. I'm totally fine with that if they want to go there. But I don't know if I would go with like Pritchard or Dirty.
Can you do that though? Like, can you tell a new head coach, whether he's experienced or not, to keep Jim Schwartz? Like, is that a smart thing to do? I've argued that you're basically kneecapping your coach before he comes in by dictating that to him.
But as someone who's been in those locker rooms, can you do that? Who they should hire. I don't like that at all. Yeah, I'm not a fan of telling a coach who he needs to hire. You know, he has to retain this guy. Like, I don't like that. Like I said, if you feel like Jim Schwartz is that good, then you should just make him the head coach. That's my personal opinion. I think that if a new head coach comes in, he should have been able to, you know, connect with different coaches, and you got to let him run his style. I think if you bring in a new head coach and keep a guy like Jim Schwartz, I think the one thing players like is they like to have a common face in the building. And you can argue that Jim Schwartz has made the biggest impact on the Cleveland Browns coming in here. So players probably are going to listen more to the things he say, more so than the new guy, because this is the new guy. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like his voice is so strong that, like, you probably should just make him the head coach. That to me personally, because I don't know how well it'll work. I mean, it could work for sure. Don't get me wrong. But I just, as a player, I know Jim Schwartz's message. He's been around. We've had some success. He's been successful with that defense. I'm more inclined to listen to what he's got to say. He might got a little more cachet than maybe even the new head coach.
Tyvus Powell joining us, Browns Radio Network. Tyvus, former NFL defensive back, Ohio State defensive back, Bedford Bearcat, wide receiving stud. We had some real serious playoff football. Man, this was a great wild card weekend. I want to go through some of the games real quick. Rams had to come back to beat Carolina. I was a little surprised. Rams, I think they're one of my favorites to get to the Super Bowl, but they put together a comeback and came back to beat the Panthers. What do you think of the Rams?
I was more impressed with Carolina. I mean, because, you know, Carolina obviously beat them during the regular season. And, you know, they started off and jumped on the Rams, and the Rams had to come back to even make that one a game. So when I saw this, I was like, man, Carolina's for real. Bryce Young has really elevated his game. And obviously, you know, you're Jimmy Horn Jr. low pass away from maybe converting the first down and maybe getting a field goal range. You know, I like what I've seen out of them. I don't know. The Rams have all the talent in the world to be successful. But for some odd reason, Carolina knew something about them. I'm not willing to say the Rams is just going to be the Super Bowl winners. I think that they're definitely contenders for sure with Matt Stafford, and they're impressive. But that Carolina, I don't know. Either I'm not respecting Carolina enough, or the Rams ain't who they who I think they are.
Jeff Hafley's defense blew an 18-point second-half lead in Chicago.
And gave up 25 fourth-quarter points.
Yeah, does that really torpedo his chance to be the next Browns head coach?
That's your guy.
That's when you say that out loud, it's just not a great thing to say. Sure.
Yeah.
Sorry to put you on the spot there, Tyvus.
I definitely get inclined there. Because when I seen it, I was like, come on, Hap, you messy. This is the wrong time to be doing that. No, it wouldn't affect how I feel about Jeff Hafley as a head coach, though, for sure. Obviously, yeah, that's not great to say out loud, though.
I find it interesting that Ben Johnson has this just not hidden, contentious feeling about LaFleur. It's like, wow, the handshake after the game. And they said there was a lot of stuff coming out of that building up in Green Bay and blah, 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 blah. Bears are the real deal, are they not?
Yeah, I see what they look like, don't they?
They do.
Look like now, Caleb Williams, it was a tale of two halves for Chicago, period. I mean, the first half, I don't know what was going on. He was missing throws. I mean, guys was open. He just kept overthrowing it. He made some bad. He looked how everybody talk about Shador. That's exactly how Caleb Williams was looking. He was throwing some head-scratching throws that got intercepted. So it's not just Shador. So it's other quarterbacks in the league that do it too. But the second half, man, he really locked in, man. Some of the throws he made, they're running to the left crossbody to Rome Odunze on the sideline. Like he really locked in for that second half. And you seen why he's such a special player. They got to get more consistency out of him. Obviously, you don't want to have to try to make a heroic comeback in the fourth quarter every game, especially in the playoffs as things get a little tighter. But if he can play well for four quarters, man, I don't see why they couldn't, especially having the run game that they got with Swift and Mununga. If those guys can continue to be effective, yeah, they got everything they need to be successful.
Josh Allen disposed of Trevor Lawrence yesterday. Probably lost all his fingernails doing it. But has the path been cleared for him to get to the Super Bowl now?
He has probably the most pressure of anybody in the playoffs this year because of the fact that there's no Joe Burrow and there's no Patrick Mahomes. When he was down in that game, I was a little nervous for him. I really was, because the narrative would really change on him if he couldn't find a way to get it done. So I'm glad he did. Listen, if you're the best quarterback in the – you're arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the league – you should make it to the Super Bowl. I get it that you don't have a ton of weapons on offense and all of those things at wide receiver, but you've been making it work all year. And I know a quarterback that also didn't have a lot of great receivers in his time playing quarterback, and some people consider him the best. His name's Tom Brady. Yes, I know he had Julian Edelman. Yes, I know he had Randy Moss and Wes Welker. But it's a lot of teams that he had where you had some no-name guys that he made into some stars. And we're hoping that Josh Allen can get that same thing going this year.
The defending champs are out. Tyvus Powell joining us. Defending champs out. Eagles losing to the beat-up Niners at home. That one surprised me a little bit.
It didn't surprise me. Niner gang or no gang. Yes,
what's one of the favorite teams you played for?
Oh, you know, just happened to be San Francisco.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
It goes to show you how good of a coach, you know, Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh is, you know, dealing with all the injuries and somehow, some way, still finding ways to be effective and putting points up and getting stops on defense, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Man, Robert Saleh really got those guys playing really well. A bunch of backup guys, too. Finding a way to get these key stops now. A.J. Brown, I don't know what he got going on. That drop was crucial across the middle of the field with 2 minutes left. But, yeah, I'm glad that the Niners found a way to get it done. The George Kittle loss was big because he's one of the most consistent offensive weapons that you got. And now you're down to CMC and, like, Juwan Jennings.
Although he can throw it, did a nice job. Last thing, got about 15 seconds. Patriots 16-3 over the Chargers. Held them to 3 points. Are the Patriots the real deal?
They are, and they did. They played really well, and Drake May would even admit that he didn't play his best game. They're scary. They really are. And Mike Vrabel, I mean, to be able to go in there and turn the team around in one season like that, you know, hopefully we can get that type of magic in Cleveland. That's what we're looking for right there. So I'm happy that Braves able to do it. I'm pretty sure that those guys will continue to have some success.
Tyvus, thanks, buddy. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate y'all. Go Browns, go Bucks, go Cavs, go Guards.
Bearcats?
And Bearcats.
There you go. Tyvus, thanks, buddy.
Tyvus see
Powell,
later, right?
Joining us on the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright Hotline. Been talking about this morning. Arthur Blank, who owns the Falcons, has done some things here in his coaching search and then made a comment the other day that I think should be textbook for all owners in any sport, regardless of how they approach things. We're going to play that for you coming up next on Baskin and Phelps. Daryl's in for Andy.